celebrating May the Swedish way. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Marlene Kennan, and I am the president of the Stanton Cultural and Heritage Center.
My name is Ross Rossander, and I am past president here, was president for 2 years.
And my name is John Honnett. I'm a past board member of the Historical Society. Around the turn of the century, it is a Swedish tradition celebrating the end of a long, cold winter, and the song is entitled Vinna Maj, which in Swedish means Welcome, Beautiful May. The tradition is that a group of men, local men from the community, walk around town and sing this Beautiful May, Welcome, Beautiful May on the street corners. Several people will invite the group into their homes. This varies from year to year. We also perform at the Stanton Care Center and also the Holland Village, which is a retirement community. And it's a tradition that continues. It's never been canceled due to weather. We have had as high as maybe 40 or 50. I wish we could get that number now, but it's probably more in the 20 to 30 range now. Usually we get a few young men, boys, which is important to try to keep this tradition going. And some of the young boys who used to sing with us are now married and live away, and thank goodness they still enjoy driving back from as far away as Peoria, Illinois, Lincoln, Nebraska. So with their help and a few of us old people, we hope this tradition continues for many more years. One other time during the year we do sing this, and that's at our annual Santa Lucia Festival, which is another Swedish tradition that's gone on for 50-some years, and the group will get up there. Seems a little strange that in December, when it's cold and snowing, we're up there singing Welcome, Beautiful May, but it's a tradition, and we refuse to give up a lot of these traditions.
One of the things we wear is a red vest. That kind of stands us out, I guess, as a group. So that's kind of, a tradition of the Vinna Maj is wearing the red vest, and that's the same at Santa Lucia. It's colorful for us to get up there and do this number once, but from the care center, we go to street corners where we have people who may not be able to get out. So we'll go tap on the door, ask if they would like to come to the door, and we'll sing for them there. So it gives them an opportunity to hear the group and keeps our tradition alive of moving around the corners of the town. And we usually end up at John Honnett's for snacks and coffee afterwards. And then the group breaks up about 10 o'clock, I would say, 10:30. We go home, waiting for May.
Some of the places that we stop, as far as the street corner, would be in front of homes of widows whose husbands sang with us for many, many, many years.
And this four-part harmony is just amazing. And it's beautiful. There's just nothing quite like hearing a men's chorus. And so it's fun to see the little kids and the young boys learning those too. Not just the language, but just that blend of beautiful harmony.
And that song is really beautiful, and I didn't realize until I was looking up, got on that website, and if you play around with it for a while, you can pick up choruses from Sweden. And these are mixed choruses, men and women, singing Vinna Maj. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely gorgeous, and it's the same arrangement. It's just a completely different sound when you have women and men singing.
Mm-hmm.
So the song itself is a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping most of the people around town still think it's beautiful, even though sometimes I wonder.
Well, we certainly hope so.
But we have fun.
John Honnett, Marlene Kennan, and Ross Rossander of Stanton. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.